Charles Kaufman devoted his life to creating a museum that preserves our natural and cultural heritage, collections that teach, entertain, and inspire. Born on May 6, 1882, to Mennonite immigrants from the Volhynian region of Russia, Charles grew up on a pioneer farm as the oldest of 11 children. His nephew, Oswald H. Goering, describes Charles in a recent interview with museum director Rachel Pannebecker.
Charles Kaufman really was a unique individual in that he was so talented in so many areas. Now, we are talented in maybe one or two areas, but he was a philosopher, he was an educator, he was a storyteller, he was a woodcarver, he painted pictures with oils, and did a good job of it.
He was quite the collector, though.
Yeah.
What drove that collecting?
Early on, he said that his father would bring in ducks and geese, and that always made him sad because he thought that that was destroying beauty. And so at an early age, he made a point of wanting to learn taxidermy.
At age 15, Charles learned of a correspondence course from the Northwestern School of Taxidermy in Omaha, Nebraska. There, he began to learn the art of preparing animals. Charles took classes from Dakota Wesleyan University from 1899 to 1901 and began teaching rural school after passing the state normal examination. In 1905, a relative invited him to Washington State to teach in a state school held in the Menno Mennonite Church. There he met his future wife, Fanny Schrog, and although she was only 13 at the time, they began a courtship that blossomed into a loving and supportive relationship. Charles and Fanny moved back to South Dakota to settle near Marion in 1908. There the collections grew, from birds and curios to a room full of animals and artifacts from around the world to a house and log cabin full.
Finally, the old house filled up completely with his artifacts and with his animals. They were in every room in the house. And they say that Aunt Fanny, his wife, who had been formerly his student when he was a teacher, said finally that either that stuff goes or I go. And so he built her a new house, and the old house became the museum.
In the late 1930s, Dr. E. G. Kaufman, president of Bethel College, invited Charles to merge his collection with the college's collections. In June 1940, the Kaufman Museum made its way down U.S. Highway 81. Alumni Hall was given solely to the museum, and Charles set to work establishing new exhibit settings. With the move to Bethel, Charles was able to devote all of his time to working on the museum. Charles died on December 29, 1961, at age 79. Fanny took his place guiding visitors and caring for the collection until 1964. Charles' life was characterized by modesty, integrity, and industriousness. His life and his museum were guided by the simple prayer which he shared at the 1941 opening of the museum at Bethel College. Lord, give me light that I may show for thee beauties others pass without a thought, that men with mortal eyes may see the world is full of wonders thou hast wrought.